6:30 in the morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
It happens a lot of times that I don't get home. Hold one second. A lot of time I don't normally get spider time. Yeah, let's talk about it, because, yeah. Okay, all righty.
This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words. Love is felt most.
Love is felt most when
it's genuine.
I had my share of love abuse.
Manipulated.
You
and its strength.
Good evening. My name is Mary Hollis, and I am the next chapter, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture reads, "Honor widows that are widow indeed." 1 Timothy 5:3. I hope that everyone is doing okay out there. We have another scripture I want to read this evening, and that's going to be pretty much the topic of our program tonight, the enemy. We want you to stare the enemy in the eye and tell him to flee. And a scripture I would like to read, Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteous. So God wants us not to fear anything that comes our way. He wants us to be strong in him. And tonight there's so many things that are happening out there. How a lot of our teenagers are getting in so much trouble, killing each other. We are dealing with all different type of diversity. And we just have to be strong and believe that God is still there. The things that we watch on the news, it's more bad news than good news. And I know sometimes we wonder, where is God? Why these things are happening? I mean, why don't he stop some of these things that are happening? But I'm sure at times he just stand back and just let certain things happen because he's trying to reveal himself to people who do not know him. But we must be strong in spite of, because when I hear the news, I don't look at it, listen at it every day because it's very disturbing. And it seems like every weekend there's some sort of parties that teenagers are getting killed. And just, they're dying for no cause or no reason. It just doesn't make sense, the thing that they're doing. And they're killing each other and have no remorse against what they're doing. And we have to be prayerful and praying for each other, not just for our family and friends, but for people out there, because there's so many different things. But we must be strong in knowing that God is still with us. He still loves us, and he's still there. But sometimes I know it doesn't seem to be that way because of different things that we are going through with our health, going through with our finances, with our children. A lot of us are taking care of parents that are not doing well. That's a hard thing to do when you want to care for your mother and father and they're going through so many different health problems. But this is a time that we need to stick together and to pray for each other. I'm going to read something that was emailed to me this week. It was, it's by, this gentleman has a website. His name is Chuck Pierce. And he wrote about this week, and it's so much, I mean, the things that are going on now, it really are, falls right in line with what is happening in the world and what he's telling us to do. Stare eye to eye with your enemy and tell him to retreat. And we must do that because we don't know when it's going to happen to one of our children, a loved one, and we want to cover them at all times. Every day I repeat, no weapon that is formed against me and my children. I always say we, and never say me. So even though you might be alone, always include someone else in your prayer. I always say we when I say that. No weapon that is formed against me and my children, and I also include my new son-in-law, because we have to be very prayerful. And I always say that prayer because I want to cover them every day with God's word. And let me read some of this passage from this email. He indicated that it is a time-sensitive word for us not to move out of our position with the Lord during the next few days. There is much God is doing in this hour, and the enemy is trying his best to come in like a flood and have us to take our eyes off of the Lord. But we must be strong. Don't let the wolves push you back, but instead stare eye to eye until the enemy retreats. And also he refers to a scripture, Psalms 110, and it reads, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of your strength of Zion. Rule in the midst of your enemies." And God will do just that. He will make them your enemies a footstool. And we have to believe that and believe that God can do that. And it goes on and saying that there's going to be victory coming through the Holy Spirit. Do not move out of your position with the Lord during the next few days. Stay positioned with him. For the place of victory, you will rule. And it goes on, where the enemy tells you the Lord doesn't reign, I say I am sitting you in heavenly places with Christ Jesus so that you can see where you reign through him. Open your heart and come up higher. You may have been at too low of a level. And also what he says too, that I am opening the gates of encouragement. Look around you and see who is having trouble standing and release encouragement to them. And that's what I'm saying. even if you're not going through anything, there's someone else that needs your help, needs your encouragement. Give them a phone call and encourage them whatever they may be going through, your neighbor, your friend, your family member, or your coworkers. When one of the body suffers, the whole body suffers. When one prospers, the whole body prospers. But he also tells a story about him dealing with battery cables. I saw battery cables. Somebody's battery was down, and you got to everything to begin to move. And the tire begins to roll. You went a little bit further and a little bit further because of the jolt that was received. In the name of the Lord, somebody does not know how to get jump started tomorrow. You are anxious over how you are going to get moving. The Lord says, rest in me, and you will be jump start tomorrow. You will be going down the road as I intended you to be, and watch me jump start all of your process towards tomorrow. So you begin to move forward as at a different pace than what you did before. And here he's saying, sometimes your battery is low, and you get jump-start. And God is jump-starting that battery. It's more or less you. Because sometimes we get low in the spirit, and we don't feel we need something to jump-start our spirit. Someone giving us encouragement, just reading the word and getting the strength that you need to get through the next day. But we need each other and getting that done. Sometimes it takes, you can't do it alone, so you need someone else to help you, to encourage you to go on the next day and whatever you may be going through. And also you do that for someone else. So, but be strong knowing that Satan is out there busy doing his work. And he wants us to continue to be discouraged and weary, and especially this holiday that is coming up. He's gonna have a field day. He's really gonna, because he knows that during the holiday people get so depressed and go through all these emotions because their loved one's not there, the things that they used to do. They're not there to do it. So he's going to put all these thoughts and feelings in your mind. But in this article, this email, he said, stare him right in the eye and let him know that you are not going to go through this holiday. You're not going to let him get you depressed. You're going to retreat and let him know to flee. Because you're going to enjoy this Thanksgiving holiday and this Christmas holiday. You're going to get through it. You're going to get through it with your family members and your friends. You're not going to be weary and let the enemy take over you and put you in such a state of being that you can't enjoy yourself. So pick words, verses out of the Bible, like the one I just read, Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will uphold thee with thy right hand of my righteousness. And God will do just that. He will not leave you or forsake you. He promised you that, and he won't. But I thought that this email was very interesting because it's so many things that are happening out there that we need to put our whole armor of God on and be ready for when he comes our way. And just tell him to retreat, to get out of your way, and knowing that your God has all the power to get you through whatever you are going through from day to day. Does anyone have a personal testimony that you would like to share tonight regarding something that you have gone through where the enemy tried to get you down and you were encouraged by someone else talking with you or just reading his word and knowing that this helped you to get to the next day? Anyone would like to share your personal testimony? Because it's nothing better to have a testimony, because it does encourage someone else. When you think that your story is not worth telling, it is. It can be 10 people, but God will let you touch just one, and that's what's important. If you just touch just one person. So anyone would like to share your testimony? Because I'm sure you have something to tell, and will definitely encourage others. Just like in the verse in the email that he indicated that when one body suffers, the whole body suffers. When one prospers, the whole body prospers. Okay, just one second here. We got someone. Go on. You're on the air, Sheila.
Hi, Mary.
Okay, how are you tonight?
I'm good. I couldn't resist the urge to say something.
Well,
just this week, I was having a challenging time and didn't want to get the day going until I started to feel a little bit better. So I think I've shared this with you before, but I opened up my Bible and recited some Bible verses, and I got on YouTube and played some worship music. And after, I guess, about 15, 20 minutes, things weren't no better, didn't feel any better at all. So one of the things that I remember is sometimes we have to stay at it. We don't walk away so soon. And
mm-hmm.
So after about another 15, 20 minutes, I felt just fine. Didn't have a stress bone in my body. And so, you know, I wanted to share with everybody that sometimes God requires us to spend a little bit more time with him than the 5 or 10 minutes that we want to squeeze in there for him. But when we, you know, cast our cares on him and spend some time with them, you know, maybe a little bit normal, longer than that 10, 15-minute rush when we're trying to get out the door in the morning, try to maybe get up a little bit earlier or spend a little bit more time. And I always found that it strengthens that relationship and gives me that little extra boost that I need to get going in the course of that day.
Right.
So that's what I wanted to share, because sometimes we do things, but I think we need to spend a little longer. I think the old people used to call it tarry.
Yes. Just tarry there until you hear from him.
Stay there. You know, when you find out, you know, you're doing something, you don't seem to be working, you just got to keep doing it, because eventually God's faithfulness says that he's going to show up and he's going to give you your need. He's going to be your comfort. He's going to be your protection. He's going to be whatever it is that you need. But we want to tell God, I need you to do it in 10 minutes for me. Sometimes it may take 30, 40, 60 minutes, you know, to get it, you know, the way we want it.
Right. That is very right. So, yes, we have to spend more time with him, because we will hear him. Once we spend that time that we need to spend with him, We will get that comfort that we need, or whatever word that we need. We will be able, even if we, when we walk away from our area where our prayer place, he will definitely steer you into the right direction. Sometimes he, once you leave your prayer room, you can turn the TV on, or you can turn the radio on, or even someone, the first person that maybe talked to you. Something can be said, and it can be an answer to whatever you were talking to him about. I mean, he finds ways to talk with you. And sometimes right there, while you're kneeling and praying, those thoughts will come to you and will give you that comfort that you need to go through that day. There's a verse in Jeremiah 17:18, and it reads, I will deliver thee in thy day, says the Lord, and thou shalt not be given into the hands of men of whom thou art afraid. For I will surely deliver thee, and thou shalt not fall by thy sword, but thy life shall be for a prey unto thee, because thou hast put thy trust in me, says the Lord. It's more or less telling you that God is going to deliver you. When the enemy is out there praying and trying to seek and find ways to destroy you, to put thoughts in your mind, to be depressed, he's already there. He sees the enemy praying, to waiting for the best time to get you down. But he will be there for you. You have to have the faith in knowing that you'll get through and he'll protect you from your enemies. So you need to always ask your enemies to tell your enemies to flee, because God is, that you have someone greater, have greater powers in his hand that will be able to take care of you and not for you to fear and to go and be discouraged and have fear in your heart. Also, I have some reading that will give you some more words of encouragement coming from Isaiah and Colossians, and that's power. God gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. In the time of Jesus, widows and orphans were the most disadvantaged members of society. They were essential, powerless in a culture where women were not valued except through their husbands. Their disenfranchised women are often mentioned in the New Testament. However, Jesus made it clear that they were to be treated kindly, with respect, and taken care of. He raised them from their less than nothing status to full acceptance in the body of believers. You are never powerless when you belong to him. Well, isn't that something else? See how special we are, how he's going to protect us and be with us. We are to be treated kindly, with respect, and taken care of. And coming from Colossians, 1st chapter 11 verse, be strengthened with all powers according to his glory might, so that you may have great endurance and patience. There aren't enough hours in a day to do a woman's work, no matter how often we feel exhausted and unhappy. The Bible says that there is a remedy for one endless activity. He strengthened us, empowering us to push through and get our jobs done. Sometimes he does that by empowering us to say no when we should rest when we should, and keep our lives balanced. Ask him for a transition in your life. We have 25 after, and we have 5 more minutes. Sheila, does anything else you want to add? Sheila? Okay. Well, we have 5 more minutes. Anyone else would like to come on and talk about, give us a testimony regarding how you can flee from the devil and be encouraged? And be encouraged by our Father God, knowing that he will always be there with us. Well, let's pray, because there's so many things that are going on. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day and this week. We just ask you, Lord Jesus, to cover us, keep us protected from the enemies, Lord Jesus. We ask you in the name of Jesus to be with us in every way, just like you told us in Isaiah 41:10, to fear not, that you will be with us, and be not dismayed. Even though that we sometimes feel weary, we just ask you to strengthen us. Help us to go day by day, even though the enemy is always praying against us, trying to hurt and harm me and my family. We just ask you, Lord Jesus, to be with us in every way. Protect us from all of our harm and danger that's coming our way, Lord Jesus. And we know that once we believe in you and have faith in you, that you will get us through each and every day, Heavenly Father. We love you. We adore you. We magnify your holy name. We just ask you, Lord Jesus, to give us whatever we need at this time, to get us through each and every day. And we know that you're with us. We know that you will never leave us or forsake us. Give us the strength that we need to get through this week and get through the first holiday, which is Thanksgiving. Let us be surrounded by family and friends who will encourage us when we feel weak. Make this a happy time for us, and also be with us in every way. We just love you and we just adore you. And we just ask you to be with us this week and help us to get through each and every day. In Jesus' name, amen. We had a wonderful time announcement. We had a wonderful time this past weekend. A group of us went to a play called Festival Plays at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. And we had a lot of fun, a lot of laughs, which is good medicine. And we just had a great time. Sorry that the others were not able to attend. But our next event is going to be the Saturday after Thanksgiving. We'll be going walking. We're going to be doing a walk. Sheila, are you still on the line? Okay. But anyway,
okay.
Our next event.
You hear me, ma'am?
Yes. Yes. If you have a few minutes, that you can make that announcement again, what we're doing on the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Oh, sure. We want to get in our fit. We want to make sure that we knock off some of those pounds that we ate up on that Thursday. We're going to partner with a girls' young youth organization called GLOSS, and we're going to walk 5K, which is 3.5 miles up at Stone Mountain Park here in Stone Mountain, Georgia. And beginning at 9 o'clock, we'd like for you all to come out. If you can, bring some family and friends with you. And we will be meeting at the West Gate entrance. But if you're interested in coming, you should give either Mary or I either a telephone call or email and let us know that we're coming so we can have you pre-registered. And we're looking forward to you coming out and where we're going to give thanks to those people who are still here with us, and keep in memory those people who have passed and gone on. So that's what we're going to be doing. Our young girls are going to be honored and featured, but we also want to keep in memory all of those children who have lost parents, grandparents, or friends. So that's a Saturday after Thanksgiving at 9 a.m.
Okay. And one other announcement. Next Tuesday night we will have a guest speaker, Pastor Herman Haynes. He's in charge of care and counseling at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. So invite others to call in and listen to his message, encouraging us to get, how to get through the holidays. So hope that you will have a great week, and we will talk with you again the same time, 11 o'clock to 11:30, each Tuesday. And look forward to hearing a great message from Pastor Herman Haynes. Good night.
Everybody, how God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is patient, caring. Love is kind.
Love is felt most.
Love is felt most when it's genuine.
You are.
I had my share
of love abuse,
manipulated,
and its strength
misused.
And I can't help
but to give God glory.
When I think about my story,
oh yeah, y'all,
I got a story to tell.
And I know.
You favored me,
because my enemies,
they did try,
but they couldn't try
over me.
Yes, they did try,
but it didn't work.
I'm still here.
I'm still alive.
I'm still blessed.
On my way to